Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 27th day of August in 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. And listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit the pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 75 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 91 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's finally 190 for the whole summer. And I went outside yesterday, and it was a blue sky. They hadn't chemtrailed. Maybe they're chemtrailing, maybe they're not. I'm sure they won't let this last long. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Judge blocking video reportedly showing LAPD cop shoot a family in their backs, killing the son. Killing the son. That's our hero story for today. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shady looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, judge blocking video reportedly showing LAPD cop shot a family in their backs, killing the son. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A TFTP report in June panicked erupted inside a Corona, California Costco, as multiple people were injured and one man was killed. Dozens of shoppers immediately dropped to the ground as fears of the next mass shooting filled their thoughts. However, it turns out the mass shooter, in quotation marks, was the LAPD cop and his unarmed victim, who was a mentally disabled nonverbal man and his parents. Now, for the first time since the shooting, the parents who have been recovering since the shooting are speaking out about the death of their son. The incident unfolded on June 14th and made national headlines as fears of another mass shooting shook the airwaves. But this was no mass shooting, and instead, it appears to have been a cold-blooded murder. Russell and Paola French spent weeks in the hospital after Officer Salvador Sanchez. I mean, he'd probably been here. Like I said, here comes your green card fucking corporate enforcers. Salvador Sanchez opened fire on them and their son Kenneth, who had schizophrenia and was nonverbal. No one disputes the fact that Kenneth, unprovoked, walked up to Sanchez from behind as he fed his toddler a sample and struck him from behind. Kenneth's behavior here what most assuredly deserved a reaction, especially since Sanchez was holding his child. Any parent in their right mind would have gone into fight or flight mode, and that is what Sanchez did, pulling his gun and identifying himself as a cop. However, as Kenneth's parents informed the cop that their son is mentally disabled and did not realize what he was doing, the cop continued to escalate. After hearing Officer Salvador Sanchez identify himself as a police officer, I begged and told him not to shoot, Russell French said. I said, we have no guns and my son is sick. He's still shot. I thought people don't do that. I don't know what planet you've been living on, buddy. Both parents were shot in their backs, indicating they were not facing Officer Sanchez's direction at the time they were shot, a statement from the firm representing the family said. Kenneth also had his back to the officer when he was struck multiple times, attorney Dale Calippo said. Not only did we lose our firstborn son, my husband and I sustained injuries that will impact our lives forever, Paola French said in tears, in what should have played out as an assault and battery by a mentally ill person, quickly turned into attempted mass murder and murder by cop. Adding to the already incredible suspect nature of this incident is the fact that earlier this month, a Riverside Superior Court judge blocked the release of the surveillance video that captured the entire ordeal. This is in direct contrast to the wishes of the victims. I mean, I heard it again this morning, man. These are our heroes. They were talking about a lot of cops are quitting and walking away from it because it's showing itself for what it is. Blackwater USA, fucking Murder Incorporated, corporate enforcers of fucking unlawful fucking color of law. What's more is the fact that when the commotion began, a shopper pulled out their cell phone and recorded the incident as well, according to Galepio. According to KTLA, in that clip, which could not be released to the public yet, why? The officer's wife is heard asking Sanchez what he had done, saying he shot an entire family, the lawyer claimed. It could happen to anyone, Kenneth French's younger brother Kevin said. Well, yes, it could, and it does every fucking day. And it's only going to keep getting worse and worse and worse and worse until the people grow a fucking spine and throw these son of a bitches out of this goddamn country. Kevin also pointed out the fact that and expressed his anger over it, that Sanchez was never arrested after the shooting and was simply allowed to go home without even being questioned. Sanchez was also allowed to return to the store the next day and watched a video that had been blocked from everyone else before talking to authorities. What authorities? His union? He'll get a union hearing and they'll say, well, it was all right for him to kill them fucking people. His shit's getting worse every fucking day, people. Oh. Had the LAPD cop been an average citizen and shot and killed a mentally disabled man, shooting his parents in the process, rest assured that this would have played out quite differently. I guarantee you it would have played out quite differently. Imagine for a moment that video existed. I mean, who the fuck writes this shit? Imagine for a moment that video, take the of out, existed of some other shooting similar to this one, but without police involved. Do you think that the shooter would be able to go back to the place of the shooting to view the video before talking to the cops? No way. But this is how the justice system works in the land of the free. And that's it. It's not a justice system. There is no fucking law. It is corporate policy enforced by corporate fucking murdering enforcers, period. Blackwater USA. There is one set of rules for the connected ones, and they're not connected. They're just a part of the corporation. I mean, these, they'll be taken out eventually, just like in the Czechist. which grants them privilege and special treatment, and another set of rules for the rest of us, which are constantly changing to benefit the connected ones. Okay, it isn't law if it can constantly change. I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. It is not law if it can constantly change. Law is not arbitrary and capricious. Law is fact. Did you hear about H.R. 838? It creates a behavioral police force. This is from Independent Sentinel, sent in by Amicus for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. The text of the TAPS Act, Treat Assessment Prevention and Safety Act of 2019, gives unlimited and arbitrary authority to 24 bureaucrats. What did we just say? This is what is fucking, this is what they're calling your justice system in the United States of these Americas, where you are fucking guaranteed fucking rights, where you are guaranteed procedural due process under the Bill of Rights, which is ratified fucking the highest law of this goddamn land. Right, here we go again. Here, they just fucking make this shit up as they go along. Here, they've got a whole nother fucking bunch of son of a bitches that can shoot your ass down. Just come and fucking without warrant and fucking take your shit or take you. But just at a whim. Because that's what they want. This is communism. It is written in doublespeak with loopholes for the pencil pushers. Bottom line, it's a behavioral police force that self-empowers to deprive us of our constitutional rights if they don't like our behavior. It's a bipartisan tool. I mean, listen to what I'm telling you here. It's a behavioral police force that self-empowers. What the hell does it self-empowers? So this authority is coming from we the people? No, it hasn't come from we the people since 1869. This is fucking corporate policy. They've lost control. They fucking know they've lost control. And they're going to be more surveillance. There's going to be more fucking little pissant fucking bureaucracies put together like this. And they'll all have guns. They'll have a license to kill you. And when they kill you, all they have to do is just go report to their fucking union, go through a union hearing, and go back to fucking killing people. The bill doesn't mention guns. It is meant to control people, period. It's very Orwellian. You think? This gives you an idea of where our politicians want to take us. Some with the best of intentions. Bullshit. Some with the best of intentions. They always got to throw this, you know, like a phrase in there like that. Some with the best of intentions. No, there's no good intentions in none of this shit. The intent is to take everything you fucking have and take you over to a ditch and put a .40 caliber fucking hollow point to your head, period. Who in the fuck wrote this? Is it Independent Sentinel? Independent Sentinel? You that really that fucking stupid? It is reminiscent of the Alien and Sedition Act of 17 and 89. The act was ostensibly meant to control threats in the so-called war with France, but it was actually a means to control political speech. The president could deport anyone he deemed dangerous without affording the person any right, and it made it illegal to defame the government. It was a joke, and it was abused immediately, and it was fucking it wasn't even law. You're talking 1798 here. We had a Bill of Rights with the 9th article that said this can't happen. Remember? Oh, we wouldn't remember, but we do know the dates, don't we? The violation of the Bill of Rights, they were on it right away now, weren't they? The TAPS Act violates our constitutional rights. No fucking shit. Which constitutional rights? It's the Bill of Rights. And man, we got to separate this. We got to cut this shit out. We got to start calling the articles again. I see people do it for a little bit and they're right back. Second Amendment. And then fuck that shit. Their constitution is fucking gone. It is completely removed through breach. We have an occupation that has breached that fucking constitution. That constitution doesn't exist. What exists is a corporate charter. And what you are living under is fucking corporate policy being enforced as fucking public law. which is a violation of the ninth article of your Bill of Rights, if you care about it at all. Incidentally, control threats, a so-called war with France, but it actually means control political speech. The president could deport anyone he deemed dangerous without affording the person any rights. He could not. Why couldn't he? Why couldn't he do this in 1789? Because the ninth article said no such power could ever exist. Now, didn't it? So, I mean, how in the fuck did this, how did this even come to be way back then? But of course, we can go right back to the, you know, right after the uprising when the hijacking began, when they held their colonial conventions, and see that this is what they fucking meant to do all along. You weren't good. I mean, in the book that I've, you know, I've brought up so many times, and so though there were, you know, you had goddamn rights in the colonies, but they were often ignored. Then they're not fucking rights, are they? They sure as hell are not unalienable rights like the ones that we put down in fucking writing and which were ratified by all the states, which means by the people, which is the people's fucking law, and it is the supreme law of this land. 1798, they were pissing on the fucking Bill of Rights, and did somebody stop them? Wonder how that ended up. And it says, okay, see what, or defame the government. It was a joke and was abused immediately. Well, of course it was a joke and abused immediately, but did the son of a bitches that did it, did they hang for sedition and treason? Because that's what they committed when they did it. The TAPS Act violates our constitutional rights. No, they're not constitutional rights. They are our fucking natural born rights. They're the rights of a human being to live and let live, to be, if you're leaving people alone, to be left the fuck alone. To think as you fucking please and believe as you please, so long as you're not violating another's right to do the same. And if there is a fucking any kind of conflict, you have your goddamn procedures right there in your Bill of Rights to settle the fucking issue with 12 of your peers. It's the best it's ever been. I mean, goddamn, there's nothing that's ever come close in history to true fucking liberty and freedom. I just love the way they just constitute. I don't want to hear constitutional fucking rights. They didn't come from the Constitution. They were attached to it. The Constitution was a foregone fucking conclusion. The Bill of Rights fucking amended it till it could never fucking harm the people's fucking natural born rights, period. Constitutional rights. You're a fucking moron if you say that. And I'll call you a fucking moron. I hear you saying it. Violates our constitutional rights. Well, which ones are you talking about? The ones in which part of the Constitution? What the hell are you talking about? Oh, you mean the Bill of Rights, the People's Bill of Rights, which was attached as preamble to the fucking Constitution as a condition of that Constitution being able to work. It gives the Department of Homeland Security the right to appoint 23. It gives the Department of Homeland Security, which is an agency that can't exist, never authorized by the people, unelected motherfuckers, the right. But wait a minute, let's look at this shit. I mean, this ain't making sense. The right, huh? Let's look at that ninth article. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. It says it right there, rights, which are authorities, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. So fucking they can't have that goddamn right, can they? It is a violation of the ninth article, isn't it? It is violating the people's fucking law, the superior law. It is telling us that we are not the superior law, that we are fucking subjects under that goddamn 14th Amendment. This is what we gotta fight for. We have to enforce this law on these motherfuckers right here. Gives them, the Department of Homeland Security and a legal agency, the right. Under what authority? What authority gave you that fucking right? Oh, the Constitution. TAPS violates the constitutional rights, but it gives the department. You're violating the rights and giving the right to appoint unelected pencil pushers to identify individuals who are exhibiting patterns of concerning behavior. You talk about fucking subject matter. What's concerning behavior when somebody starts talking about the fucking Bill of Rights and the fact that you cannot have no such motherfucking bunch of fucking unelected motherfuckers out there fucking managing your fucking life? Is that what is concerning behavior? And the fact that the people, at least this man, is declaring I'm going to enforce my fucking rights on you motherfuckers that are violating them. This is a violation of the Ninth Article. And fuck the whole goddamn, the whole fucking shebang. All of the fucking rights. You violate one, you violate them all. Especially the Ninth. The right to appoint 23 unelected pencil pushers to identify individuals who are exhibiting patterns of concerning behavior. Boy, I'll tell you what, the behavior that concerns me is this Blackwater USA fucking murder incorporated killing my people across this fucking country. Is this corporate fucking government that's in 190 countries around the fucking world trying to act like it's a fucking corporate empire. The fact that it is an unlawful institution because it was chartered in violation of the Ninth Article of the superior law of this fucking land. That's concerning behavior to me. And to manage those Americans somehow. See, I've told you people, this has always been about 75% that they cannot fucking, they can't control us. They can't control us because what, you work for Walmart? You got something you want to tell me? I'll knock you in the fucking nose, dude. Your corporation, you have no authority. The goddamn government had no authority over the people. The people were the authority over the government. Before this fucking lawless coup with this fucking corporate fucking charter. Identify individuals who are exhibiting patterns of concerning behavior and to manage those Americans somehow, some way. They would become a policing body. A policing body, people, ruling the behavior of Americans as judge, jury, and executioner. Is it any clearer to you? That they are saying, fuck you and your Bill of Rights, fuck you and your ratified law. We're running a corporation here, you're fucking property, and that's the way it is. Give me that gun. Give your guns up to these son of a bitches, people. Because they're talking up here at the top of this about fucking, self-empowering. This is a self-empowering agency. They decide, well, we can just fucking shoot your ass. Well, they just empowered themselves to do so. We know this can't exist. We know it. Yet here they are writing it right in our fucking face. Putting it right in our fucking face. The Joint Behavioral Threat Assessment and Management Task Force would consist of one government employee, this is not an elected official, at a GS-15 level or higher, and 23 selectees chosen by the political appointed secretary. A political appointed secretary is not one elected official involved in this, and they will be fucking murdering people. Make no mistake about it. They will be fucking, they'll just be going up and killing people. Because they empowered themselves. I think it's about time the people used our fucking Bill of Rights to re-empower us. Under the ratified fucking correct law. The people would not even get to elect any of these people. Well, duh. That's what communism's all about, ain't it? Their job would be to select those individuals who show, quote, concerning behaviors and create an authoritative power on the federal and local level to watch over them and control them. I mean, is that what needs to be said to you people out there? We've told you all along, they do not have control of 75% of the fucking population in this country. All you see on that stupid box, all you hear on the radio in that stupid box, is the goddamn son of a bitch and 18 fucking percent of fuckers that are fucking us. They're traitors. Straight up Tory traitors. And they got a rope coming to them. Who gets to define concerning behavior? Well, that's a good question. And they don't need a criminal act to do this. Did you hear that? It's kind of like the asset forfeiture. You don't need to be no criminal act. I just don't like the way you're behaving.
This is the government. Now your fucking servants out there telling you how to behave. Thought crimes will do. If the person is interested in committing a crime, that's enough. The DHS will then be empowered. I love the way they just put it. We just wrote this fucking shit down in complete violation of the fucking law. This is fucking treachery. Open face fucking treachery. And they signed it. Empowered to implement these arbitrary rules with no acknowledgement of any of the rights of the people. Did you hear what I said? I guess they're just going to ignore our rights. Like they planned to in the beginning, except, man, we told them that they, you know, it was put them fucking rights in there. We're going to shoot your ass. Without those rights, we're nothing. We're piss ants. We're peons. We might as well be coming out of Mexico or down south somewhere. I mean, they're saying it. What does it take? These people who want to argue with you, read this fucking to them. It's an acknowledgement of any of the people's rights. No acknowledgement of the rights. We do not acknowledge your Bill of Rights. Well, they didn't acknowledge it at Lexington and Concord either. So we had to acknowledge it for them. And that's what's fixing to fucking happen here. It's plain and simple. Fucking, there are some inherently bad fucking people out there. And they've gained tremendous fucking power. And they're looking to enslave us. They've already subjugated us under the 14th Amendment, but they haven't subjugated us until when you see one of them, you drop down to your fucking knees and lick their feet, you see. If you blow them out of their fucking boots, they didn't gain nothing. You enforce the fucking law. As is your, not only your duty, but your right, but your fucking duty. You have a duty to your people and your country.
These are billionaires writing this shit, Henry. It sure as hell ain't normal folk like you, me, or Mary, or Dion. That's for goddamn sure. But these are fucking billionaires, man.
Well, they'll be dead fucking billionaires then. Shoot the fucking suit. That's what needs to happen. You say something like this is a crime to say this, people. Under our Bill of Rights, this is a prosecutable crime to fucking say any of this shit, let alone do it. But we gotta fucking be the ones that enforce it. We gotta have fucking ball. And hey man, because they have done such a good job of infiltrating our country and using their mammon to fucking bribe and fucking turn people. You can't trust no fucking buddies, but well, except for maybe your family and yourself. But there's a plenty of us to deal with this, is the point. So practice with that fucking gun until it's a part of you. Watch the fucking training film so you know how to fucking move about in the fucking woods correctly. When I tell you, you know, that I've never been in the fucking military, that doesn't mean I don't know how to hunt. And that's really what war is. It's hunting and being hunted. And my favorite kind of hunting is ambush, where I go back and I sit on a fucking hill and I watch with binoculars a couple of 3 days exactly where the fucking game is coming through. And then I go down there, I pick my spot, and I check the wind, and I set me up a fucking little ambush spot, and I fucking ambush it. And you can do the same. But to watch those films, like I said, we're going to have to get more and more of us together as this thing progresses. And to do so, everybody needs to be watching those goddamn films and know where, you know. It's not going to be perfect the first time you do it, but it's better than goddamn nothing. And then when you finally get five guys together, you got a fire team. And then you can, I mean, five guys with fucking, that fucking mean it, that aren't playing fucking games and are out hunting. Cause we have hunted in groups of 5 to 7 with fucking radios. I mean, I'll tell you, a goose is a hard fucking thing to sneak up on and do any good at it. But we slaughtered the fucking geese. We slaughtered whatever we went after. Because we grew up in the fucking woods. And we knew the game. We knew how it was played. When the bird jumps, we knew which way it was going to go. It's not rocket science until it gets to the higher levels when you're talking about taking total territories. That's when we will need the fucking people who are experienced in such things. But from the get-go, from your fucking house... They come to your fucking house, there's your war right there. There's your fucking war right there. Kill every fucking one of them you possibly can. And then that's less that the next guy has to kill. And there's a plenty of us to wipe them clear fucking out. And they fucking know it. The people have to fucking, I mean, you got, this is your first fucking, your home is your first fucking, I mean, it's your first fortification you're going to hold. How about that? And they're going to be coming at you with overwhelming force, which means you may not survive it, but boy, could you fucking put a dent in their fucking population. And how many times can they afford to do that if everybody fucking stands their ground? Just think about it that way. Sarah Neiston, isn't that what he said? But for the lack of operatives, they would have shut it down. But that's not what's going to happen here. What's going to happen here is when you fucking start kicking their ass, then they're going to bring in the blue helmets and you're going to really do some fucking killing. That's when you're going to start using nature to fucking kill them. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I went out with just a little fun.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on the Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. You can mail donations to Henry Shy via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are needed and appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. That was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou. And we were talking about H.R. 838. Just write some numbers down and stuff and get down here to where it tells you that, you know, it's violating the bill. The constitutional rights.
Henry.
Yeah.
Who drained this garbage up? Maybe you've already mentioned it, but who are the people that drew this goddamn piece of shit up anyway?
Well, I guess it would be the your representatives in the corporate government.
Yeah, I'd be interested to find out what those names are.
Well, I'm sure it wouldn't be hard. It doesn't matter. They're all the fucking enemy. This is what they all want. Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Where were we here? Concerning me. The DHS will be empowered to implement these arbitrary rules with no acknowledgement of any of the rights of the people. It's a great way to usurp our rights, our entire Bill of Rights. They're telling you this. And yes, it is. This is an absolutely usurpation. They're acting like it's not fucking law. That's why we gotta fucking take the guns and show them, yeah, this is fucking law. This we can kill you for. You come to violate this fucking knowingly. You're knowingly coming to violate my fucking rights. That's what the fucking British did at Lexington and Concord. They came to deliberately take those people's guns away from them and take away their right to defend themselves against tyranny. And they fucking shot them. The bill, in fact, makes no mention of our rights. God damn. They will have the power to invade our privacy. It's the way they put it, and everybody go, oh, no. Well, I guess they got the power to invade our. This is the way it'll be taken. Oh, they've got the right to invade our privacy. No. They fucking try to invade your privacy, you blow their fucking heads off. Because why? Because it's a violation of your fucking rights. It's against the law. It's like protecting yourself from any criminal trying to come through your fucking door or harass you or fucking accost you. You have the right to defend yourself and your rights. They will have the power to invade our privacy and get whatever they want to support their concerns with due process of privacy rights. Without due process of privacy rights, it completely circumvents the Fourth Amendment. In fact, it does a hell of a lot more than that. It's a direct violation of the Ninth. And you never hear nobody talk about the Ninth Article, do you? Nobody ever, you know, it's a Fourth Amendment or the Second Amendment. But that Ninth Article is the fucking one that says, no, this is absolute. It can never be changed. You can never violate these rights in any small manner. It's an act of war against the people. It's a war against the people's authority. Give me a hassle. Why the fuck not? The act does not define the meaning of the word manage. It doesn't define a whole hell of a fucking lot. But the task force has the power. Because they wrote it down, they have the power. Well, we have the power to pick up a fucking gun and blow you out of your fucking boots for violating our fucking law. We have the power to enforce our law, which is a superior law. It's never been changed. The people's authority. But the task force has the power once authorized to take any action which the task force is authorized to take it by this section, which in the beginning when we read it, it said they're empowering themselves any way they fucking want. They want to kill you, they can kill you. Oh, well, yeah, that's right under that section. It says we're empowering ourselves. We empowered ourselves to kill you, to take your shit.
The measure introduced in January and sent to the committee in March allows the task force to develop its own guidelines and best practices to devise a national standard of action. These are unelected motherfuckers. And they're going to just legislate themselves. Well, we can kill you. That's what we decided. We wrote it down on a piece of paper. Didn't you read, the son of a bitch? Congress will have no authority over this band of authoritarians and relinquishes its responsibilities. What? Well, there ain't no fucking Congress. That's why they can write shit like this down. We're under a fucking, we're under the United States corporate fucking aristocracy. Congress has no power? What the fuck are you talking about? Will have no authority over this band of unelected authoritarians and relinquishes its responsibilities. The band of bureaucrats will have to submit to an annual report. Oh, there is no accountability per se. They just tell Congress how they are doing. It's a rogue government within a government, within a government, within a government, within a government is what it is, because it's incorporated and within incorporated and within incorporated is what it fucking is. It's a rogue government within a government that polices behavior.
Yeah, it's just an extension of Walt Water.
Yeah, it is an extension, but this—I mean, goddamn, they've written this down,
Soviet
people.
Committee. This is a Soviet committee.
You goddamn right. That's exactly what it is—a Soviet committee. This is communism. I mean, this is blatant in your fucking face, communism. You're gonna give them your gun? Oh, well, they said I have to. Oh, here, I'm sorry. I didn't get it to you. Oh, and they shoot you with your own fucking gun. Man, I'm telling you, fucking people. I mean, the fact that they'll write this shit down should be. I mean, just God, man. Think of your fathers when they were fucking say 20 years old. They'd written something like this down. They'd been shooting them the next day. They just went to town and shot every motherfucker that was fucking involved with government. In case you're wondering who will get on the list to start, check out the new definition of a domestic terrorist on this link. If you act as a canary in the coal mine, you could be labeled a conspiracy theorist, and that gets you on the list. The agencies have been politicized by the left, but no one is safe if we lose our constitution. No, our fucking natural born rights. It has nothing to do with that. They were attached to that document. They were not empowered by it. The document was allowed by that authority. First, they will come for the right, and then they will come for everyone. The red flag laws won't be much different. They take away due process. It's dangerous. Dana Loosh provided an example on Twitter. Red flag laws at work. Just last week, man had his firearms confiscated simply because he had the same name as a criminal. Had to bear the full legal cost a month later to defend himself in court. Well, no, he didn't. I mean, I keep hearing these things. No, he didn't. He should have been fortified. He should understand what the fuck's going on in this country. If every house they came to, they got the shit shot out of them, they wouldn't come to many houses. I'm here to tell you. But everybody has to do it. Some of us are going to fucking die. But it's that or fucking slavery. What do you want? American and Chinese cities lead the world in spying on people. I don't believe it. Not America. Not the beacon of freedom, that shining light on the hill. No. Yes. This has gone. I mean, this is hardcore fucking communism we're looking at here, people. And it cannot be. Either it cannot be, or your Bill of Rights cannot be. You take that fucking Bill of Rights and wipe your ass on some, flush it down the toilet, or you get some fucking balls and you fucking enforce it. Anyway, this was from Mass Private Eye, sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. It is no longer speculation. American law enforcement has been lying to the public about the expansion of the CCTV camera surveillance. No. They wouldn't lie to us on TV, would they? That's against the law, ain't it? God. A recent report released by the Caparitech confirmed what I have been warning people about for years. American law enforcement has become a world leader in spying on its citizens. Well, goddamn uranium's been discovered. Goddamn this little town. You go drive through this little town. Well, what used to be a little fucking town? There's fucking cameras everywhere. Cities in China are under the heaviest CCTV surveillance in the world, according to a new analysis by Caparitech. However, some residents living in cities across the U.S., U.K., and United Arab Emirates, Australia, and India will also find themselves surrounded by a large number of watchful eyes, as our look at the number of public CCTV cameras in 120 cities worldwide found. They're in every little town, people. I ain't shitting you. You go down in any little town, you go up and you start looking, there's cameras every fucking where. And why? You guys want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because we fucking allow it.
Facial recognition.
Exactly. I mean, somebody watching you fucking, this is 1984 bullshit. Only it's fucking real. It's too fucking real. The bottom line is we should be going down. I mean, just a mob of fucking people should be going down to the local municipality when they're holding their fucking corporate fucking board meeting. Walk in with their fucking guns and say, get them goddamn cameras down off our fucking streets. You're not going to watch us all fucking day long. You ain't going to do it. Remove them. According to Caparitech, London and Atlanta were the only cities outside of China to make the top 10. Caparitech measured the amount of CCTV cameras per 1,000 people in a city, and two cities, U.S. cities, made the top 20. Atlanta has 7,800 cameras for 501,178 people, or 15.56 cameras per 1,000 people. And Chicago has 35,000 cameras for 2,679,044 people, or 13.6 cameras per 1,000 people. But that only scratches the surface of American police surveillance. Police. The police that can't even fucking exist. Show me in the fucking original Constitution where the government was charged with building a police force to police the people. Self-government doesn't mean that you get to go vote your straw man fucking vote, and that's your right, see? That ain't what it fucking means. That's not self-governance. Self-governance is exactly what it says. You govern yourself under the common law. You protect yourself with it. You fucking execute your life with it. Apart from your servants over there that have a tiny, tiny little bit of power to do what you can't, all of us can't do together, where the tide ebbs and flows. And that's where their power ends. This country's supposed to be under common law jurisdiction. It is not. It has been removed, and that's why we're in the hell we're in today. Caparitech measured the amount of, okay, we did that, okay. But that only scratches the surface of American police surveillance. Despite what the mass media and law enforcement want you to believe, America is slowly being turned into a surveillance state that rivals China. Of course it is, because the Chinese will be your fucking overlords in this country. That's the plan. Like they said, now they're going to tell me, they told me I got to take my gun down there. I better get it down there. I don't want to get in trouble. Fucking fools. You look at the 20th century, 220 million fucking people killed because they were stupid enough to hand their fucking weapons over. What government in the history of man hasn't fucking slaughtered the goddamn people, disarmed them and slaughtered them and took everything they had? What one? Well, it's different. This is America. America Corporation. But that only... Okay, where were we? 13 U.S. cities lead the world in spying on people. Lead the world, people. In the land of the free, in the home of the brave. There's nobody watching you over your shoulder. If this is where the Olympics of spying, if this were the Olympics of spying, China and the U.S. would be tied for the lead with 13 gold medals apiece. Comparatech's spreadsheet revealed that a staggering 13 U.S. cities lead the world in spying on people. Atlanta, Georgia, number 10. Number 12, Chicago, Illinois. Number 27, Washington, D.C. Number 37, San Francisco, California. Number 41, San Diego, California. Number 45, Boston, Massachusetts. Number 57, New York City, New York. 65, Miami, Florida. Let's see what else we got more. I gotta get this page apart. 68, Detroit, Michigan. 78, Houston, Texas. 83, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 96, Dallas, Texas. 119, Los Angeles, California. We're right there with the big boys now, aren't we? Fucking, think about somebody fucking, why, but you gotta understand. It's like the, it kinda goes with the other article. Well, they're so fucking afraid of us. There's so many of us, and we got so many fucking guns. They would love to be able to watch us from the time we got out of bed until the time we went back to bed that night. They'd love to watch us all fucking day long. They'd like to know what we think in our minds. Because they know that fucking the people, if all the people have to do is just turn and do it. And they're fucking finished. No amount of fucking bullshit, no amount of fucking lies or coercion can fucking change that. I was surprised that the city of New Orleans did not make the list, especially after the executive director of the project, NOLA, Brian LeGrade, proclaimed it to be America's largest HD network crime camera system back in 2017. Yeah, it is a surprise. I mean, God damn it, man. How come they didn't get to make the list? How come we are allowing our fucking servants to spy on us people when we outnumber them thousands to one? Why are we allowing all of this shit?
It's also traffic cameras. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've gone to my fucking mailbox and there's a notice that I owe $100 for not stopping all the way at a goddamn at a red light. It's a fucking camera. The Chicago cameras, man. I've been burned like four or five times.
Well, of course, you know, there's going to be a money-making aspect. How about the guy gets to sell the fucking cameras, oi? And, I mean, and fucking, just like I said before, if they could put fucking cameras on the ends of your fucking shoes so you and you had to keep them there all day, if they can put those leg monitors on everybody, boy, wouldn't that make it happen? That chip underneath your fucking skin so they could track and trace you everywhere you went all day long because they are scared shitless. They are scared shitless, people.
But they don't put it on your driving record as a infraction. They just want the money.
It's just that.
You know, because I call them, does this go on my record? No, it doesn't go on your record, but you got to pay the fine.
Yeah,
well, then fuck you. You know, that's what I want to tell them.
There's no records. I mean, they have dossiers on everyone, and that's a fact from the cradle to the grave. But, I mean, there is no law. There is no fucking rules. It's all, like they said in the beginning of the other article, it's all arbitrary. Arbitrary and capricious. The fucking guy with the right fucking license plate, the fucking multi-billionaire, he could drive right through that fucking light, and I bet you he wouldn't get nothing in the goddamn mail. On a more disturbing note, if you include Singapore and Hong Kong, China only has 13 spying cities in the top 120, which would tie them with the United States for the inevitable title of world champion of spying on the public. That's communist fucking China. Think about that, people. And they got fucking billions, almost 2 billion people. But to be tied with the worst communist, I love these fuckers that come up and talk about, oh, America, it's great. You don't like it, leave it. You're going to fucking leave it, son of a bitch. You're going to leave it or be hung. You dumb, ignorant, that's what's killing us. Dumb, ignorant cowards. That is what is fucking killing us, people. And the fact that, we had this fucking illusion that there were people out there actually doing something when there never was. When we finally understand that it's coming down to me, it's coming down to you. It's coming down to practice, 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 and when the time comes, fucking, I mean, if you defend that first time and you make it out the door, then you're on the hunt. And then you'll join others on the hunt. And that's how this whole thing is going to fucking become, go from a spark to a wildfire going across this fucking country. They have gone way too fucking far. And to the point to where they don't mind throwing shit out there here like this. Let us read it over the fucking radio to you. Anyways, we have made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, just practice. That's all I can fucking say anymore. Become one with that fucking gun, because you're either going to be a slave, or you're going to be put in the fucking grave, or you're going to fucking stand up and you're going to fucking be a man and you're going to shoot these cocksuckers out of our fucking country and we're going to be free again. You're going to enforce that fucking Bill of Rights. Get that son of a bitch, read it and understand it and enforce it. That's the law. And that is The Word from the Trenches.